This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. One of the most competitive races in this year's state election is in Western North Carolina, State House District 119. Democratic Representative Joe Sam Queen is fighting to retain his seat against Republican contender Mike Clampett. Both candidates have occupied the seat at one time or another since 2012. This is the fifth time they've faced off in District 119. Lily Knepp is a reporter covering Western North Carolina for Blue Ridge Public Radio and joins us now. Hello, Lily.
Hey, Frank.
This is the fifth time these candidates have squared off. What makes this 2020 contest so significant?
Yeah, so that's right. So Queen has held the seat three times, and then in 2016, Representative Mike Clampett edged out Queen by less than 1% and that is what gave Republicans their veto-proof supermajority in the House. And then in 2018, Queen took that seat back. And so now this year, this is really a race that people are watching to see if they're going to be able to break that standoff that we've had in the North Carolina legislature for the past few years.
Is there any way this district is a kind of bellwether for Western North Carolina? Of course, we say Western North Carolina, there's rural Western North Carolina, then there's Asheville. But is there a way in which it tells us anything about the temperature politically in that part of the state?
Absolutely. Much of this end of Western North Carolina does swing pretty red. But in the district that NC House 119 is, there is Western Carolina University. And so that kind of tends to bring Jackson County to be a little bit more blue and has a big impact on this race. So we're interested to see, you know, how college voting is going to be a factor in this. That was a big factor in the 2018 election. And, you know, because of COVID-19, it'll be interesting to see how that plays into effect now. Unlike some of the other UNC system schools, Western Carolina is operating on a hybrid model. So they are still having some in-person classes. So there is an early voting polling place on campus. So I think that will be an interesting thing to watch as early voting starts next week.
Well, let's see where the candidates are on the issue. You co-moderated a virtual town hall in September. Both candidates talked about some of the key issues. Let's talk about Medicaid, for instance, Medicaid expansion. Where do the candidates stand on that?
That's right. And that virtual town hall was co-hosted by Smoky Mountain News, and I moderated it with Corey Valancourt. And it was really interesting. Representative Joe Sam Queen has, you know, really championed Medicaid expansion for a lot of his terms in the legislature. And he really brought it up a lot in terms of the pandemic, as well as, you know, other issues around poverty, affordable housing, and kind of just brings up the fact that feels that Medicaid expansion will bring more people health coverage, sure, but also can bring jobs to the area, and hopefully those additional benefits from Medicaid can help people in a variety of ways in their life. In contrast, you know, Mike Clampett sees this as something that is, you know, going to be very expensive for the state of North Carolina and, you know, is too expensive.
All right, so there they've pretty much embraced the party line on that issue, but you also talked about recent calls for police reform and defunding the police. So tell us a little bit more about where the candidates are on that issue.
Absolutely, that was an interesting. I think Representative Queen actually kind of linked Medicaid expansion a little bit to help for law enforcement as well, and kind of how that additional funding, maybe for mental health, could be able to bring to help law enforcement. But he definitely said that he is not for defunding the police. Mike Clampett actually brought a mailer to the debate that said that Joe Sam Queen was in favor of defunding the police, and he said that that was a lie, that this is part of a move by Republicans in the state. They put out a statement that said that the Future Now caucus that some of the state Democrats signed onto was a move for defunding the police. Queen said that he supports local law enforcement, and he thinks that they should definitely be involved in these conversations about how law enforcement might need to evolve, and you know, mentioned the Black Lives Matter movement here in the United States. Clampett, you know, comparison said, you know, he fully supports law enforcement. He thinks they are currently doing the right thing, and he really supports them.
COVID-19, obviously a key issue this year. Where do the candidates stand on public safety restrictions like masks and social gatherings?
Absolutely. So again, it pretty much falls along party lines. Queen was for mandated masks. And in comparison, Mike Clampett said that, you know, mask mandates really infringe on people's personal choice rights. And specifically, he brought up religious freedom and the restrictions that have been placed on churches gathering because of COVID-19 by Governor Cooper. He says this really infringes on people's rights, and that they have that right to be able to go to church no matter what.
Lily Knepp reporting for Western North Carolina for Blue Ridge Public Radio. And now for us, thank you, Lily. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Frank.
North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.